Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the Madison School Board meets tonight on the heels of an allegation that staff members at White Horse Middle School were involved in a physical and sexual assault. The school district released a statement late last night. In fact, it was just before 11 p.m. that the statement went out, saying the matter is being taken very seriously and a team was immediately pulled together to address the situation. A post on social media over the weekend that detailed the allegations spread like wildfire. The district says the White Horse Middle School leadership team, MMSD administration, and the Office of School Safety are working together and following district's policies in responding to this matter. The assault allegation has also been reported to local law enforcement. The Madison Metropolitan School District is the state's second largest school district, right behind Milwaukee.
Well, number two, Hurricane Melissa, now a huge Category 5 storm. Winds at least 160 miles per hour. It's expected to plow into Jamaica later tonight and into tomorrow. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z tracking the storm.
By tomorrow morning, we'll be talking about landfall, and that's when the worst of the winds will be coming in through the western half of Jamaica. The southern part of Jamaica, that coast, that's where the 9 to 13 feet of storm surge.
So the National Hurricane Center right now says the storm could drop 10 to 15 inches of rain on Cuba, in addition, with some areas getting up to 20 inches.
On top of the wind, the surge, you've got the rain. 15 to 30 plus inches. They're talking locally up to 40 plus. Cuba has a lot of rain coming too.
The storm doesn't really have a path to hit any part of the United States. I'm sure Florida, parts of southern Florida, will get some rain out of this, but it doesn't look like it's going to make landfall. It's going to kind of go north and move off to the east. So it shouldn't be too much of an issue here for those living in the United States. However, got a number of tourists who are hanging out in Jamaica for a week who can't leave all of a sudden. The airports are shut down. There's no traffic going in and out of Jamaica in anticipation of this storm. And some folks trying to get back to the United States are stuck, quite literally stuck.
Well, and you have a lot of people who live in Jamaica who say they have never seen anything like this. They have dealt with hurricanes before, but they have never seen anything what they are anticipating is coming. Because we're talking about catastrophic and life-threatening winds, flooding, and storm surge expected on Jamaica tonight and early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, Haiti, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, any one of a number of islands in that area in the Caribbean, certainly in danger here for the next several days. It's